USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is wishing Americans a happy Easter. The president took part in an Easter blessing with Bishop Harry Jackson in the Oval Office.
Though we will not be able to gather together with one another as we normally would on Easter, we can use this sacred time to focus on prayer, reflection, and growing in our personal relationship with God, so important. I ask all Americans to pray that God will heal our nation, to bring comfort to those who are grieving, to give strength to the doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers, to restore health to the sick, and to renew the hope in every person who is suffering.
The president now holding his daily White House coronavirus press briefing a bit early on this Good Friday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Many believe a Kansas governor is playing politics with religion. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
There's a legal battle in Kansas pitting the Democratic governor against a GOP-dominated panel of legislative leaders. Governor Laura Kelly filing a lawsuit after that panel overturned her executive order restricting the number of people who can attend religious and funeral services during the coronavirus outbreak.
The actions of the Republican legislative leaders jeopardize both the health and safety of Kansans. We do not have time to play political games during a pandemic.
Kelly asking the state Supreme Court to expedite the case. She's hoping to have a ruling by Easter Sunday morning, which is, of course, traditionally the most attended church service of the year.
In a statement from GOP leaders in Kansas, they agree with Kelly that Kansas residents should stay home during Easter and Passover. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As we continue to fight the coronavirus across the United States, many states are looking for ways to trim down their budgets, no matter what that entails. Take New York, for example, where they're making cuts to Medicaid. The cuts are designed to reduce excessive costs related to non-emergency medical transportation services. The cuts run deep for non-emergency transportation as their rates are reduced to providers by 7.5% effective April 1st of 2020, and that will be reduced an additional 7.5% effective December 1st of 2020. I had a chance to catch up with Igor Finkelstein. He owns Buffalo Transportation Incorporated, and he tells me that there's not a lot of excess costs already, and this will hurt his business and his customers.
I do not see an excessive cost in non-emergency medical transportation as far as the cost. We are saving money to the New York State, and many passengers are being moved from higher mode of the transportation, from ambulances into the ambulette and taxi level of transportation, of a medical taxi level. And the reimbursement we get is really a fraction of the cost from what the state would pay to an ambulance. Sometimes it's up to 10 times less than the ambulance would have charged.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.